Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Promise of the King. My podcast partner Greg and I just recorded an episode of our leadership podcast about Christmas traditions. I think there are more traditions associated with this time of year than with any other event on our calendars. Traditions keep us connected to our roots, but they also help us feel like we can be in control of things. There has been a tradition in countries with monarchies that whenever a king died, the people would say something like, "The king is dead, long live the king." They would say this because the next king ascended to the throne immediately after his predecessor died. Except when a nation had been defeated, the traditional cry of "the king is dead" was unanswered by "long live the king." It appears at this moment that a new tradition had to be started, one where we take leadership over our own fates. The Apostle Peter noted that people awaiting the second coming of Jesus would question if that event was ever going to happen. And the prophet Malachi closed the Old Testament with people saying much the same thing. There doesn't seem to be any advantage to following God's laws, so maybe we should just do things our own way. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, and Malachi chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. And then we turn the page to the dawn of the New Testament, and Matthew writes his gospel about the first advent of Jesus. He wants to show us that although the line of earthly kings in Israel may have been broken, the promised King of Kings had now come to earth. I'm intrigued by the exceptions Matthew lists in his opening genealogy to illustrate this truth. First, as you might expect, the phrase "the father of" appears 39 times. This tells us a biological fact of life. These men didn't know if they had fathered a son or a daughter, what their child's contribution to the world might be, or even if their child would live faithfully to God. Matthew opens his genealogy by saying "the son of" twice. First, Matthew lists Jesus as the son of David, the king to whom God gave a very special promise of an eternal king coming from David's family line. Then Matthew traces the genealogy back further to say "the son of Abraham, the one through whom God said he would bless all nations." 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 11 through 16 and Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 through 3. And what about the exceptional women Matthew records in this male-dominated genealogy? We have Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, who tricked him into fathering a child by her. Rahab, a Canaanite prostitute who put her faith in God. Ruth, a Moabitess who left her homeland because she trusted God. Bathsheba, an adulteress who became David's wife. And then Mary, the mother of Jesus, who was called highly favored of God, Luke chapter 1, verse 28. The phrase "son of" appears one more time when the angel calls Joseph by this title, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Joseph is also called the husband of Mary, Matthew chapter 1, verse 16. Whereas Abraham and David were rewarded for their faithfulness to God and were told of future blessings, Joseph's act was different. Joseph had a choice. He was told that the child in Mary's womb would be the Messiah. Now Joseph had to decide. Would he choose to believe this? Would he choose to bear the shame and reproach to accept his role as father? We have a similar choice today. Will we choose to believe that God has announced his plan and that he is fulfilling his plan? Here's the simple truth. It appears as two statements, but it is really the same thought. The advent of Jesus has come. The advent of Jesus will come. The first advent of Jesus should build our anticipation for the second advent. His first advent should be proof that God keeps his promise. Jesus told us that believing God's promise would bring us into God's family. Jesus said, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." John chapter 6, verse 40. The Apostle Paul also assures us, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith." Ephesians chapter 3, verse 26. Let's not blindly follow the traditions of previous generations, but let us choose for ourselves to believe in God's promised Messiah, to trust that he alone can give us eternal life, and then let us live in both celebration of his first advent and expectation of his second advent. If you've missed any of the messages in our Christmas series called "Long Live the King of Kings," I've shared a note to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.